Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
So?
Really? Come say Denny's. Okay.
Denny's.
Wow, Lily, good job. I don't think that worked out as intended.
We do be some yappers.
Your mom definitely won't do all your homework for you, too.
Hey, whoa, I won't.
This is a lot of homework, mom energy.
No, I genuinely am not going to.
You're gonna get called Chat GPT.
Oh God, no! Ugh.
Gross.
No, I will help her with her homework, but I'm not going to do
it. Colored by AI?
What's this colored by AI? What?
Yikes.
I don't know why, but I think that's my new favorite way of putting that.
Yikes on bikes. Anywho, welcome back to Saga of the Change. We had a Skipperooski because our boy here had a whole ass baby. You know.
Yeah, they just came out of the warp.
Just appeared out of the warp. Suddenly there was a baby. And yeah, here we are now. Congrats, though. Thanks. All jokes aside. So yeah, here we be. What did we do the session before last? Party ran around talking to assorted homies. To the effect of, hey, we had a chat with the Risen Kingdom. They fucking suck. They're probably going to come try to recruit you. Please say no to that. And also, we're probably going to war. So,
we talked to the spirit and the spear.
Talked to the spirit and the spear. Found out that it's ancient ancestor of the Morts back when Italians were Romans and were way cooler.
Hey, no. They had to be cool once upon a time. Watch it.
You're asking to scrap.
Once upon a time, Italians could, like, you know, actually fight.
Yeah, didn't we find out you aren't actually what you think you are? Like 40% of your personality?
The frontliner. I can fight.
That is not an aspersion on Jesse. It is an aspersion on the military history of the Kingdom of Italy in the 20th century.
Oh, that's fair. I know.
Oh, no, I'm just dispersing a lane.
Oh, absolutely.
That's fair.
I just thought we were going after most of New Jersey.
I mean, valid. Anywho, and also had kind of gone over some of the magical items, like, in character of, like, what they are and what they do. I don't want to dwell on that too long, but I would like to take a few minutes and hammer out if anyone is taking anything in particular, and if so, mark it down and put it on your character sheet. Because I'm not really going to have it be like 3 weeks from now where somebody's like, oh, I took that thing and I'm going to suddenly use it. When we didn't establish that. So if you're taking a thing, take a thing.
Didn't we have it written out somewhere? Where is that?
We did.
It's supplies. It's supplies and tracking.
Favorite item of Chris. That book that goes life 3. Because I'm just at life 2 and thinking about buying it anyway.
You also were talking about the helmet. The helmet did not do what I thought it did, which was show me anyone anywhere. And so I can do the thing that it needs. So you can have that as well.
And that will let me actually target people instead of just ricocheting their spells, correct? Like
the Helm of Heimdall.
Well, that's fitting.
Yeah, it is. Inside the visor are crystals and gems arrayed into lenses controlled by manipulating some of the ornate bits on the helmet. The helm allows the wearer to perceive any object regardless of distance in its entirety. Furthermore, it allows the wearer to calculate its weaknesses and strengths. This is particularly useful when looking at a fortress or other defensive position. And the way that I explained it to M was basically if you're a couple miles off looking at a castle, you can be like, okay, here's where the walls are weaker. This is of the gates. This is the one that's the easiest to smash in, that kind of shit.
It's core 2 entropy too, essentially, which I have
don't have the core 2 part. Enjoy. I do feel as though that is something Tiernan, as the old man who might just stay up on a boat, would be fair and useful.
Enjoy.
Unless someone else has some other argument, which I won't stop.
No, it makes a lot of sense for him to take that.
And there's still
my bonk stick.
I thought it was going to, like, allow me to target things that were far away with my bow without using magic about it, and it's essentially just the magic that I've got, so.
I mean, it lets you target them, right? It doesn't let you shoot it that hard. That's the problem.
True, but I'm saying, like, if I were to do that and activate that effect, I might as well do the actual magic effect that I can use to help target me, so.
Yes. I was taking the Asclepian tractate as well.
As long as neither of those are particularly heartburn.
I believe. Yeah, the tractate is the one that will teach, the book that will teach Life 3.
So Olaith is going to want to read through that, but she's not going to gain anything out of it. Just different ways of looking at magic. I'm voting everyone takes 2 Paradox Stones. Unless anyone has a disagreement and wants more or less.
Those are the ones that you just pop them and reduce Paradox?
Yes.
Sure.
And I want to study
the form of small crystals, but sometimes just plain rocks or even some elaborate designs painted on them. Paradox stones each hold a point of quintessence inside it, and when crumbled, this quint counters a point of paradox.
They're just charms, correct? Like,
yes.
Once they're popped, they're popped.
Yes. Once they're used, they're gone.
Yeah. Olathe is going to study those, but
if you're in a situation where taking a point of paradox would be super bad, or you just, like, you're racking up paradox and you need to not for a moment, crumbling one of those will help.
Point of question, Benji. This is to nullify a paradox that is incoming, or I can reduce my paradox, or both?
My understanding of it has been that it is to nullify a point of paradox that you otherwise would have acquired.
So it needs to be used kind of in the reaction scope. Right.
I don't
think for everyone to know how that works.
Yeah.
Well, it would be extremely valuable if Jesse were to say, open a big portal with core 4 and have everybody walk through it.
Oh, yeah.
As every person goes through.
Nope. When we do large portals at core 4, we only accumulate 2 paradox because it's a different type of teleporting. It's not per person then.
Interesting. Okay, that's good to know.
That's part of the reason that I pushed into core 4.
For the paradox stones, was anybody declining to take? Just Chase probably would decline to take. At 0 paradox, 3 out of 3 available for Samson to eat. It's not likely to be necessary for Chase nearly as much as it would be for the others. Yeah,
to eat my paradox.
That's about where I was going with it, was some of y'all do big paradox stuff a lot more than Chase does.
Tiernan vaporized the guy he never even met.
Like, you know.
Mages.
What was that?
Or one major. Give basically Chase's 2 to each of the major core majors. Like,
the Olaith time and mages. Jesse. No, time mages.
Time mages, okay.
Yep. That works.
I vote Time Mages because they're the ones that have been really racking it up. Unless we switch to doing something major core related, we haven't been building core paradox in a while.
That also, like,
but rewinding and keeping people alive, that we've done in a decent chunk of our major fights, or at least had the threat of, and stopping those backlashes would be more valuable.
Yeah. And just additionally, I think we all just kind of understand they're going to end up going to whoever ends up with a lot of paradox. You know, like, we're going to distribute them now how we want to, but, like, we all know there's a good 40% chance that Jesse ends up with 14 paradox, and we say, here, have all 8 of these unused paradox stones and fix that, and that's just how that goes, and nobody's going to have a problem with it, because it needs to happen.
Puts with them all on the ground. On him and says, wow, I feel better now.
With that in mind, I would I would still propose to save everyone having two, because you can just pass it off as easily any moment. But it might not someone might not be conscious, it might not be in a convenient spot, all sorts of
How many of them did we get?
10. There's enough for each person.
Okay,
each
total of 10.
Take two. Yeah, because Jessica's not here right now. That's why I did the math of two each.
Three for Jesse. Jesus Christ. Three for Jesse, three for Tiernan, and then two for everybody else, and none for Chase.
Okay.
I think that's...
That works. That leaves us with the branch of the World Tree, the Seeds of Decay, and the wood bird staff of Ossinian, and the woodblock of Auspicious Formulae, which I believe Chase was after. Because it would give him temporary mind 5.
Chase is absolutely... That's the one, as soon as he sees it, just the aesthetic alone. He's like, I want that. And then discovering, yes, that would be optimal for Chase to be able to hit 5th rank in a sphere temporarily and break into all sorts of wild shit.
Fuck it, if nobody else wants the seeds, I'll take the seeds.
I was gonna say, I think the seeds should go to Olathe because she's the one that's had consistent vampire problems.
Oh, that's true. She's got that good.
Yeah.
Benji, ruling question.
I'll mark it down.
And something I guess we would probably find out when activating these things for the first time. Is accessing Mind 5 at Arete 4 going to pretend or act in the same way as Pattern Bleed?
There's probably gonna be a little bit of...
Like, do we just need to watch Chase for the inevitable, he thinks he's, his ego gets more ego than it is, or something?
I'm ready to go off the deep end the first time Chase creates a consciousness.
There's probably gonna be some consequences,
Oh no, not the consequences of my actions.
What was it that I had said? What I initially had said was I would allow the block to push you to Mind 5 without Arete 5 with the following caveats, plus 1 diff, still rolling with an Arete 4 pool and requires a point of quintessence per cast, and may all the gods have mercy on you if you botch. yeah.
A paradox demon looks at you and goes, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I think it's very in keeping with Chase as a character to attempt this kind of shit, but it's one of those things of like, yeah, if you can make this work, it's going to be real valuable. If you fuck it up, you're going to have a bad week.
It's going to be real valuable. I'm so into it.
Yeah, it's extremely high risk, extremely high reward. I will allow you to potentially fuck yourself with it, with knowing what it's going to potentially do for you as well.
I'm going to create a consciousness.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. We're going to create life out of clay and perform another miracle.
Olathe taking the seeds of decay. Ironically,
if she wants them, I was looking at that vampire aggravated, like 2 immediate damage. That'll get you out of a pickle if they're trying to go for your neck.
I threw it on my sheet. I'll keep track of it. Okay. At some point, theoretically, I will have spirit and may be able to recreate these as well.
Let's go. That leaves just the bird staff of Ossinian and the branch of the World Tree. The bird staff of Ossinian, while you're holding it, you get 3 ranks of the dream background, which is neat, but kind of specifically situational. I could foresee that being something that just hangs around on the boat or in the
what is
I'm
that?
The bird bitch.
You are in fact the bird bitch.
Dream in this context.
Give me 1 second, I'll pull it up and read it to you exactly.
Hello.
It's an odd thing.
It is a little odd. So dream, basically you meditate Hold on. It is. Which book is
it? Do you want me to do it off top?
If you can do it off top, send it.
You basically go into a meditative state to access your ancestors by rolling dream rating at a diff of 8 to access other abilities and skills you may not even have normally. It is jack of all trades, but you sometimes get 5. You sometimes get none. If you zero out, I think you have nightmares.
Okay, that's what if you already have nightmares?
You have the worst nightmares.
You actively go into nightmares in your meditation state. So, oh, like, no. That. Benji might, you know, fuck your brain.
You look into past lives, well, not past lives, but the collective human consciousness for tips on how to not get stabbed. And if you botch, you kind of get like a first-hand account of Jack the Ripper, and that's why you got nightmares.
Okay.
So, cool. Like, as an example, just like, not trying to encourage you to take this, but like as an example, if Jessie had her hands on this artifact or the dream background, and Lilith had first shown up, she could have given herself dots in occult or whatever to learn about this problem without talking to other people, which would have probably been really fucking bad.
Yeah. Yes.
But
yes.
It does give you the ability of like, okay, I want to build a castle, since we've been talking about castles already. Mm-hmm. I have no knowledge of engineering. I'm going to use my dots and dream to get the knowledges that I would need to design a castle.
I am trying to remember the actual difference between past lives and dreams now, because it feels like they're very overlapping, and I might have misquoted some of that.
I can look it up later, but it's not a huge deal. But yeah, that's how dream works. It's kind of cool. It does give you the ability to occasionally just pull some wild shit out of your ass.
But it also floats on if you have like a benefactor or something, maybe you can string that in. And they're the one who causes you to dream that way. I have nightmares, it fits, honestly.
I personally like the idea of tying some changeling shenaniganry into it. If I had a player character that was using dream frequently, they would probably end up having some changeling experiences, but regardless.
Give Aletha more changeling experiences.
And then the only other thing was the branch of the world tree, and that is... enable, if you're able to travel into the Umbra, if you're using that artifact, you can bring people with you. It is also upgradable to be able to, someone who has no spirit and can't enter the Umbra at all, will be able to use that and step sideways.
You do also need to have Life 3, Prime 2, Spirit 2, or Prime 4 to keep it alive.
I thought that was making another one.
That's when you're making it. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes, that's when you're making it, but you don't have to have that to maintain it.
So, thought process here.
Yep.
Who here has Spirit 3?
I do.
Do you have higher than Spirit 3?
I do, I have Spirit 4.
With Spirit 4, you can already do what this thing does.
Yes.
And without Spirit 3, you can't use it until we upgrade it. I think Chase is the only person this benefits, unless someone else has Spirit 3.
Y'all are the only two Spirit Mancers currently.
Obviously, the goal for that would be to upgrade it as soon as we're able and pass it off to somebody who does not have Spirit at all, so we have 3 people that can cross the Umbra. But until it's upgraded, I don't think it allows anybody to actually do anything except Chase.
It also does strength plus 1 aggravated damage if you whack a spirit with it, which is an additional add-on. You can just...
Well, shit, just, I need that for my 1 strength.
Right? You can smack ghosts with it.
If you want it, go right ahead. We can always just let Astoria handle the spirit gates. It's much safer for me anyway.
Yeah, if Chase wants to take that for the time being, that's perfectly fine.
Are these rocking... I'm sorry if there's baby crying. Are these rocking D&D attunements of, like, take an hour, sit with it kind of thing, or what?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a reasonable way to go about it. I don't think, like, tossing things back and forth willy-nilly makes much sense. But yeah, I think if you just have it on you and meditate for a little bit, you got it.
Jessie is going to attune to her weapon by taking a significant amount of time to clean it.
That makes sense.
Here's your chance to ever use a meditation roll, by the way, if you're not attuned to it.
Yeah.
Olathe will offer to, like, lightly spar with Jessie if she needs to adjust to the weight of it as well, and actually, like, using it.
You're trying to get bonked?
Of everyone, Olathe will heal the best from it.
There is just, like, basic level blessings of, you know, don't Where's bonk each other. You have it's entropy 3. Control probability on forces. Do that.
Fuck
like
that.
I'm assuming target. The group have sparred at different times with each other anyway.
Yeah, yes. we've become like full training montages. Yeah.
So like just say, hey, if you need someone for that. Olathe has more hours in the day than anyone else, so
getting bonked.
Mayhaps so. Might I have the bird branch thing?
Yes. Vote yes here.
Oh. All right. If no one objects.
Anyone else want the bird thing to fight me?
I never want to fight Astoria. Never.
Might be an accident.
No. If that comes up, Jessie's on her knees crying and begging, please don't. I don't want to fight.
All right, that is everything from the Chantry portioned out, other than some of the, like, minor, unimportant stuff.
If it wasn't clear, I have a baby in my hands, if someone could send me that.
Baby!
It is currently in the supplies and trade tracking, and it says who's got it.
Hey, Mr. Guy!
Hello, little dude.
Hey, little one. Welcome to is your first dead? Session.
He has a bottle in his mouth now, so he stopped screaming.
Yeah, welcome to your first D&D session. On day, like, what? 5? 7?
8?
I think 7.
I'm gonna guess 6, because no one else picked that one yet.
We are Damn, born on a Saturday, so this is day 9?
Get it.
Haha, I was the closest without going over. I win!
Fuck yeah!
Last of them. Alright, so... at the end of the last session, the things that remained on the party's agenda was... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Before we move completely on from that, I did actually have one thing I would like to do with that branch of the world tree during the meditation phase. 4, 2, 9, and 7, I believe it would be still just 2 successes even with the Chantry reduction, because it would be Mind 4 and Spirit 3. To attempt to contact Coyote in the astral plane.
Okay.
Because I don't know much, but I know that Coyote is probably a wild spirit, and World Tree sounds pretty wild aligned. And now would be a good time to find out if this particular artifact we have acquired is of any significance to one of our spiritual patrons.
Okay.
I mean,
or if it would just be funny.
We can ask somebody less chaotic. I have a wild god.
Mm-hmm.
And my god answers. And is not a chaotic god. So just throwing that one out there.
I've never called.
You sure
I'm interested to see what happens.
Hey, Benji.
Why not find out now What's instead of when we...
I have thoughts about what exactly Tiernan is aligned with, but y'all haven't really investigated that, so...
Weaver.
I'm not against hearing it be Weaver.
I think he is. I think Tiernan is Weaver aligned. I think literally everyone else is Wild aligned. I could make an argument that the Great Spirit is Weaver aligned, but
I would mostly argue it's For what it's worth, also, justice as a concept can fall into all three on any pinch of a situation.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I think about that quite a bit, actually, because y'all have kind of aligned. I have, at this point, I think y'all have caught that the gods are aligned with different parts of the triad, but y'all have largely aligned yourselves with wild deities. But yeah, so, Chase, I don't know if that properly came through. you hear coyote howling when you do that.
I don't think it did, but fantastic. Yeah, and that is exactly how Chase would be attempting to contact Coyote. It would be meditating into the astral plane and then howling and see if anything howls back.
Yeah. It sure do. So you find yourself... This is as good a time as any for Chase theme music. You find candles. Yourself... meditating in the astral plane, which is not too dissimilar from the penumbra version of the world, but instead of the kind of upside down faded version of it, it's more of a everything is in crisp blue kind of manner. All the edges are kind of blurred. But you are still in a recognizable place.
Yeah.
When you hear the, coyote response, it sounds like it is way far in the distance. But within a brief moment, where are you sitting when you do this, by the way?
In the chantry.
Okay. By nature of being in the astral plane, you can kind of see the walls, but also see through the walls at the same time. And you know that there is a large spectral presence, over the house, over the town. And it is a gargantuan coyote shape. You called, and he showed up. What now?
World tree branch, held in fist, and held high up above his head. And that is going to be... 5829, which I believe will still get me... Actually, that, given the sanctum bonus, should get me 3 successes. Worth of a mind 4 and spirit 3, little bit to... more or less address spirits of this caliber. In a more familiar tongue. I don't remember what exactly it is called in this particular one, but the true speech sort of stuff.
High tongue?
Is it just high tongue?
That's the one like the high elves talk in.
Okay. Because that's the one that is considered to be more respectful to speak to creatures of this caliber in, yes?
Depends on their opinion of werewolves, I guess. But it is just like the big spirit speech, if I remember right.
That's what I think.
There is also some breakdowns between high and deep umbral. But I don't think this is that, so I'm not going to deep dive that one. Demons have their own language compared to angels, is I think where some of it goes to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless, I believe it is within the scope of the spheres being assigned to it to do something along the lines of communicating in high tongue. So that's what we're going to do. Because there's no werewolves around to be really offended by that.
Yeah, it's also a sin in that regard.
I know that part, that werewolves don't like hearing mages speak it, but I believe that spirits still don't mind.
As long as you speak it good.
Yeah, not that Chase is paying much attention to that aspect of it. So yeah,
if you roll a little with your Appalachian accent, it might go a different way too. So
true. Branch held high, voice adjusted to communicate via the howls that Coyote communicates in.
Ready.
Well, I wasn't expecting you here so quickly. I have found a piece of the world tree. I believe that is significant. Yes?
Chase, You hear an unsettling laugh. And then the large coyote presence disappears from over Kirkland. You've got about 5 seconds to stew on that fact before you are no longer in the astral plane and no longer in the chantry. You find yourself... is anyone else in the room in the chantry while you're doing this?
I would have liked to see it work.
I mean, I think everyone's in the chantry still.
Okay.
It depends on exactly when he's doing this. If he's doing it right away, then probably.
Once people start going their separate ways to, like, invest that, not, like, leaving, but once people start splitting off to work with their new wonders is about when Chase would be starting.
So, Chase, you find yourself sitting in the woods. It's recognizable enough that you're pretty sure you're just in the woods outside Kirkland now. Oh, I just realized part of the problem. My noise suppression is still on. That's probably why you didn't hear the yotes earlier.
I hear them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't heard theme music either.
Yeah, that's been the problem. Noise suppression, Discord filters it out. You find yourself in the woods outside Kirkland with a bonus. Anybody that is within eyeline of the chantry just sees the shape of Chase's clothing falling and piling onto the ground. Chase is no longer in it. Chase is in the woods. In his beefy Hanes. Still sitting in the meditative posture, just nicking balls out. And on the other side of this small clearing in the woods, is a coyote. An actual, like, coyote animal. Which looks just as confused as you to be here. And is kind of like tail tucked between the legs, looking around the clearing, looking at you, looking around the clearing, stops and stares at you, and just stares at you. Naked, with a stick in your hand.
Chase is like stock still for like a good couple heartbeats. And then, like, you know the stance when you're trying to get a dog's attention where you, like, you crouch down a little bit and you widen your arms a little bit and you widen your legs a little bit? He does that, brandishing the stick as though to throw.
The coyote gives you the head tilt maneuver of what? And then ceases to be a coyote. There is a person standing there. kind of small, like, inch or two shorter than Chase, because Chase is not, like, the tallest of guys. This person's a little bit shorter than Chase. Long, straight black hair, and well-tanned skin. Probably a First Nations person.
Clothed or not?
Clothed. Yeah.
That is going to get a gesture to Chase's own nakedness. And a, like, bruh kind of hands.
He slowly raises one eyebrow. Who the fuck are you? Why the fuck am I here? Where the fuck is here?
Kirkland is here, and here is Kirkland. We are in Kirkland. You...
Oh, God, tell me I'm not in Ohio again.
Is that where that is? I'm not entirely sure. I actually got here by teleportation and don't really...
What did you do?
What I did was murdered the shit out of a bunch of mean people, and took their branch of the world tree.
Oh.
And I figured, you know, wild align. Yeah.
Well, you didn't call me, because I don't fucking know you. Anyway, oh my god. I'm Laughs at Elk. Who are you again?
Chase.
Okay. Wait. Did you call Coyote? Like, the Coyote? Like, capital C, the big guy Coyote?
Yeah.
Wow, you're stupid. Okay.
He flung me halfway across the multiverse and made me figure out how to get back on my own. So I figure at the very least I've got one, like, ding dong ditch in me as payback.
Oh. Yep.
That's a good idea. I'm going to do that later. That's happening. Do you know Fist Bump?
Bro. Yes. I grew up in Arizona. I'm not, but I'm a Nuisha. I'm not a caveman.
In my defense, and I think you probably know what this means, I was pretty much a technocrat for like a while. So.
Huh.
We're figuring it out, you know?
Uh-huh. Just so you know, if you try to put me in a cage,
no.
My friends will be coming, and they're gonna eat you. Well, not eat you, but you're gonna think we're eating you.
Nice.
Okay, so, got a branch of the world tree.
Mm-hmm.
Called the boss. Mm-hmm. Just to get a lesson?
Kinda, yeah.
Well...
And now you're here. Coyote works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Okay. Branch the world tree. Got it. So the world tree. It's called Axis Mundi, actually. It's like the connection. It's the center, the spiritual, like, center of the everything.
Could I use this to go there?
I mean, yeah. Like, and
from there, anywhere, presumably?
To an extent, you can use the branch to get into the Umbra and then just keep, you know, going through deeper layers. There's a lot of ways to do that. But the Umbra's complicated.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on in there. There's a lot of layers. A lot of weird shit.
I'm familiar with that part. That's why I'm asking, I guess, more specifically, could this be used to create a portal from here to the World Tree?
Probably not a direct one.
Okay.
But it would probably... If you go into the Umbra with that... This is a hypothetical. I've never actually seen one of those.
Me neither.
It's debatable on whether cutting that is like heresy, sacrilege type thing. Some people think it is. Some people think that's stupid. It's fine. I'm pretty sure if you know what you're doing, you go in the Umbra with that and you kind of focus it. It'll kind of be like a, what do you call those things? Like a
compass,
like a bat, or like a dowsing rod.
Dowsing rod. That sounds a little more witchy.
Probably lead you in the direction of the World Tree. It's probably going to lead you through a lot of weird shit to get there. But I'm pretty sure that would work. Wild idea. You're not going to do anything weird to the World Tree, right?
I mean, probably not.
That's not real convincing.
But wouldn't it be funny if the World Tree was a different color? No, I'm not going to do anything to the World Tree. Relax.
Cool. It would probably be a bad idea. Anyway, yeah, so that's that. Just as a heads up, because you seem like that exact combination of intelligent and also incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
That Coyote really likes.
Mm-hmm.
Just a word of warning. Or I guess a heads up. Do you know what a wild moon bridge is? I'm betting not, because you're such a technocrat.
Wait. I've heard about moon bridges. The werewolves use them to get around, and I'm assuming a wild moon bridge has some variety of not in my control aspect to it. Yes, moon More bridge, but hostile.
Not necessarily. Moon bridges usually are things that somebody makes. It's not that hard if you're like us. But in the old days, they would occasionally just kind of appear. We've noticed that happening more often than it used to. Some moon bridges will take you from, you know, like point A to point B. I hopped one. Remember Ohio? I hopped one, ended up in Cleveland one time. It sucked. I was fucking around in SoCal and ended up in Cleveland. Like, what could be worse? Anyway, some of them just take you, like, into the Umbra. But just keep an eye out for those, probably, because sometimes they leak.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay.
Cool. You know, honesty is the best policy. I have a question for you.
Gaia, help me. Yeah?
Nuisha.
Yeah?
Are you...
aware, Coyote?
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're a thing.
I knew you were a thing. I just wasn't expecting not a spirit to get here so quickly, I guess. But this is cool. I'm glad to know you guys can do that.
Oh, I can't. That's the thing.
How are you getting home? Do you need a ride? That's awesome.
I have no fucking idea.
Hang on. I've got friends. And Chase is going to just stand up. Start leading the way. Fuck clothes. Hang on.
What really discounts a threat of my friends will find you when you don't know where you are and how far away you are. By the way, you better not do anything weird to me. I don't know where I am, and they'll figure it out.
They won't.
Coyote probably did this. They won't.
Your friends don't know where you are. That is going to be 3 successes worth of forces 2 to create an illusion of one of Chase's nicer outfits around himself. So that he's...
Okay, that's better than the dick out situation. Did you just ring up Coyote with your dick out?
No, actually. I was in my clothes... I was teleported out there with my dick out, and then you were there, and that's why I was kind of... Chase repeats the gesture from earlier, because I was like, why did you bring me here in no clothes and you here in clothes? Is this some kind of a sick joke? Because if so, like, that's a pretty good one.
You called Coyote.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I respect it. So regardless, sorry... I guess, in that case. Yeah, are you, like, cool with mages, by the way? Like, a lot of them?
I mean, they're alright, mostly. You're not, like, the weirdos from Burning Man, are you? Because...
No.
Okay. I'm gonna be real with you. The only mages I've ever really hung out with was this group of dudes at Burning Man. Well, dudes and dudettes. I don't remember what they called themselves. There was a lot of drugs and a lot of fucking.
Got ecstatics. Weird. That's like that. No, you're gonna be like probably popular because I don't think we've met a werecoyote yet. But like. They're not weird. Jesse's kind of weird.
But you're pretty fucking weird, my guy.
I'm the weird one. Anyway. Okay. Yeah, we'll get you taken care of and sent back wherever you need to go. And I suppose in the future I will attempt to contact you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. So like, oh God, am I going to have to teach you like the whole history of the world? We all have jobs.
Yeah.
It's
cool. I'll just bother Coyote again. I'd not even worry
about
him.
What I mean is like, our job is to teach other beings. We taught the werewolves until they became a bunch of cunts.
Thank you. Thank God.
They killed most of us. Like, it's a thing.
I didn't know that they had killed most of you, but I'm not surprised by that.
They killed
very
most
sorry
of,
to hear
like,
that.
Everybody. Like,
that tracks.
There's a lot of us, like other were-changing creatures. The bears are cool. The ravens are pretty cool. some of the wolves are okay. A lot of them are dicks.
There's red talons around here, man.
Okay, yeah, they're dicks. But yeah, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but like, there's a lot. Don't ever piss off a were-alligator. Just heads up. Anywho, thank you for putting your dick away. Can I get back to New Mexico? I'd like to get back to New Mexico.
I'd like to get you back to New Mexico. Hang on right here. I imagine by this point in the conversation, we are somewhat closer to the chantry.
Yeah, you're pretty much walking up to the gate.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Guessing that wasn't here before the world got wiggly.
No. No, it wasn't.
That's one way to stay alive. Cool.
One second. And with one whole suck, Chase is going to use one of those charms of Call of Letha.
Are we just letting the charm work or do we have to roll for it?
No, you can let it. I'll just let it work for now.
Fair enough.
It was made in our chantry. It can probably work, right?
Chase, did you have to go somewhere that quick?
Coyote.
Because you left a bit behind. Why is Coyote involved?
I called, and I got an answer.
Olathe probably looks very slightly pained, and then, yeah, okay. So where anyway, are you?
I'm right outside the gate. I have a friend here who needs to get home. And also that maybe some of you guys would like to add. Probably mostly just the get home part.
Okay. Just
wanted to see how the rest of y'all felt about me bringing him down there, or if you would prefer coming up here.
Do you want to say what kind of friend? Guessing since you called Coyote, it's probably someone that worships him in some manner.
Yeah.
All right, I suppose.
I vote for no strangers in the sanctum.
Yeah, what the hell?
They don't have to come inside, right?
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily planning on bringing them down here, but... Is it just one friend?
Yeah. I'm at, Benji, which gate?
Westgate.
I'm at Westgate. I will go fuck back off a little bit.
All right.
See y'all when you get out here.
I'm assuming you need me to bring these clothes?
That would be preferable.
Okay.
that would be appreciated. My dick's not, like, out, but...
That is very much appreciated. Sounds like by both sides of the call.
Yeah.
Alright.
It's not my fault.
We'll be there in a few. And, Lith is gonna... If she just end the call and grab Chase's stuff, including, like, weapon and stuff. And, I guess lead whoever else is going with to the gate. Because, Olathe also doesn't know that this is a were-creature, and she can't teleport him on her own, but...
Isn't that the same direction as my house?
Yes.
I'm going.
Astoria's going, too. I'm curious about weird friends.
I just want to go, yeah.
That's the direction of your home, too, old man. We're neighbors.
Yeah. I got people out there guarding it. It's fine. I'm not worried about that detail.
Yeah, let's go find out exactly what Chase did.
Drip.
Okay.
That's what I'm excited about.
You guys arrive pop out the gate to see Chase with the aforementioned kind of short Native American fella, wearing just like work pants and a t-shirt, not looking particularly special other than like his past the shoulders luxurious black hair, and just kind of gives all of you a weird bombastic side eye. You weren't kidding. There's a few of you.
Yeah.
Hello.
A little bit.
Who are you?
I'm Laughs at Elk. These are all mages, right?
Yes, we are all mages.
Okay.
And then Olathe's gonna put a hand to her chest, Olathe Willow Creek.
Oh. You're of the people. Okay.
Olathe would actually probably be wearing the headdress, so.
Yeah, that's probably a lot of the bombastic side eye that you're getting. Of like, do you have the right to be wearing that right now?
See, man, I told you, they're cool people.
Okay. I'm from Dineta. You would probably know it as New Mexico. The Navajo people is what the white folks call us anyway. Nuisha. If you know what that means, you probably don't know what that means because this guy didn't know what this means, but I'm getting that he's kind of an idiot.
Do I know what that means?
I'm assuming Olathe might know what that means.
Do I know what that means?
give me a wits esoterica or Astoria.
Is that just everyone who's doing this can?
Yeah, if you want to.
Does Olathe just know?
Olathe does know. She's cool. Never met one, but she does know what they are.
Once more, is the passion. May I use intelligence?
Sure.
What a diff.
7.
Oh, golly, wow, I know their whole history.
Let's fucking go!
6 successes.
Damn. You sure do, bud.
Yeah. Without a library. Side eye.
If I use my library, I just use my esoterica.
No, I know. Just...
Yeah.
Damn, just Nuisha, say you're better than me and move on.
Nuisha are, in fact, were-coyotes. Most of the Garou believe that they don't exist anymore. Kind of like the werebears, they were believed to have been wiped out during the War of Rage. They are, as he said, Gaia's teachers. Their most important part of their litany is always prank the worm. And that's what they do. They teach, and they usually teach by pranking you so that you don't forget it.
I don't know if it applies at all. I'm just rocking and bebopping with 3 points in legend about essentially a judge to a prankster. Do with that what you want.
Yeah. He is gonna kind of look you up and down. He's really uptight, isn't he? He's gonna kind of point at you and then look at Chase. This one's really uptight, isn't he?
It's hurtful. Not as much as you'd think. A little.
All right. I'll give you. It's just the tier thing. Coyote and tier have some history.
Big T energy. A lot of tea in this building.
He gestures at his body for a building. His decrepit body.
Okay. Alright, you're okay. Humor is good. And he looks at Jesse and he's like, yeah, you have no idea what's going on, do you?
Jesse, like, squints, but doesn't say anything.
He kind of shoots you finger guns. And then halfway through the finger guns shifts. And it he more or less looks like the Krynos form of the werewolves that you have seen before, just coyote flavored. So like about 30%
smaller.
Man,
do we have to make a fucking willpower roll about that?
You sure do, buddy.
What a fucking dick.
Everybody roll willpower.
I thought mages didn't have to do that.
Specifically that.
I'm sorry.
By book, you could just be fucking us. That's fine. I think it's fun.
Mages don't have to do that, though.
Yeah, night folk of any brand really get to avoid the...
Unless it's their first time.
And this is, in fact, your first time seeing a new Wisha.
Fair enough.
Fuck us.
What difficulty? Total?
Yeah. Willpower to diff 7.
Current or total?
Total.
Oh, that's fun. I zero out.
3 successes.
He poops his pants.
Tiernan, you do kind of do the expression of like old man grabs chest, like ah!
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm stepping back, grabbing my heart, looking like I'm going through it. Can't just do that to people.
Can I get a difficulty lower because I have a brother that's a werebear?
Nope.
Okay, what was the diff again?
7.
I will have
2 successes.
I also depending on how you feel about it, should my 4. Difficulty have been higher for losing a fucking limb to a werewolf?
No, you're fine.
Like how shitty do I need to be on this?
2 successes sounds like several of you had.
Let's say I only had 4.
Okay.
3 from Astoria.
Can I do a very badly acted
With 3 successes, can I also do a much more aggressively acted fall on the floor and start seizing?
Sure.
Can I get that sweet, sweet manipulation subterfuge as well?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Jess is gonna jump a little bit and she's gonna go, oh, my brother's a bear.
And then he's going to turn back into normal human form. And he's just laughing. He's just going to point at Chase rolling around on the ground.
Chase also commences laughing.
And then he points at Tiernan. You should see your fucking face, bro. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Wear coyote. It's a thing. We're cool. If you ever have a party and you want to prank some people, give me a call. But anyway, there's like some actual important shit I need to deal with back home. I can find a way, but if you have a faster way, that would be great. Do you have a...
To clarify, Chase wound up naked in the woods and you were here.
Yeah, so about that. Your boy's stupid.
Yeah.
No, not.
Coyote likes looking at my penis.
I'm not even going to argue with that. He probably does. Anyway, so he called up the big man. You probably, Mr. He sketches the Tiwaz rune in the air. You'd probably just call him Loki. Anyway. He called him up. Big man thought that was funny. Yoinked him. Tossed him in the woods. You're probably lucky he did that and not, like, on top of Mount Everest with your dick out, because I've heard of that kind of thing happening.
That's what that'd he did when he reached out to me.
That would have been a lot funnier. Probably not good for your dick anyway. But he also yoinked me. I'm also 90% sure I was about to get laid. So, like, fuck you for that. But also, yeah, so here I am. Coyote, he doesn't talk much. He usually sends someone else to do that for him. So I think he picked me, which is great. Just great. But yeah, if at all possible, do you have a way to get my ass home? Because I can do some ritual stuff about it and call up somebody, but that's going to take a minute. And again, 90% sure I was about to get laid. I'd like to get back to that.
Damn, I'm sorry about that. It's the first time that I've actually felt... you know what? I am a little bit. That's rough, buddy.
It kind of tilts his head sideways like he doesn't believe you.
Jesse has a big thinking look on her face, and then she turns to Olathe. She said, can I send away things? Is that a you thing?
Do you have spirit?
No.
Then you can't send them.
That's a you thing. Then she can do it.
Jesse, I also don't have spirit.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
Yep,
how do you not have...
Okay.
We can try something. You could put a portal down, and then I can try and, like, adjust the portal to allow spirits through, but I can't make a portal by myself. But I might be able to adjust one that's already down.
Okay. Jesse stops and creates a portal on the ground to, New Mexico? Vague. Where the hell in New Mexico?
Ben, would Olathe at least have knowledge of where the different tribes are in New Mexico?
Yeah.
So can I have that? And Olathe will be like, when Jesse starts stomping, like, wait, do you know where you're sending him?
Yeah, she gets her knee up to get into the stomp, and Olathe is like, where are you putting that?
yes, clean up, but where are we putting it away?
New Mexico, right?
You just all of New Mexico? You're gonna send them like in a fine mist across all of New Mexico?
You know how much people love getting laid and then being told, guess what, you're 300 miles from home still.
Olathe's kind of just gonna like do the like fingers up on bridge of nose and then shake her head and then start tracing out a circle to make a portal area.
If you can get me to Rattlesnake, at least I can make it work from there.
Olathe should probably be able to name where the tribal lands are. Roughly this area. Be a little closer, I think.
Yeah.
Or were you not on lands?
That works.
Cool.
I'm gonna be real with you. Tribal lands are not as small as they used to be. A lot of white folks not breathing anymore. So, kind of taking our shit back.
Fair enough. We ended up kind of stuck in with the ones here, but
I can see that.
Yeah,
kind of points at you and then points individually at white person, white person, white person, white person. God, she's white. White person.
Yeah, a lot of the tribe was at a yearly meetup when this all kicked off or on the way to it, so. Yeah, it ended up a little interesting.
And see, I knew there were people here you needed to meet.
Yeah, it's, could be worse.
Four successes, thanks to two tens. To do core four life, maybe what core and life, and I don't have spirit, but set it down and then let Astoria manipulate.
Cool. What is the current date?
The current date is April the 10th
of 2023.
2024.
Oh, if we had some days off.
This is going off of it being the same day as it was the last time.
Okay.
Random note, did you guys know that Google Maps has fire trackers on it now?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me grab that other map. The one I have in Obsidian is...
By the way, it's a Sphere 4. I'm assuming you'd be working off at least a Diff 7.
Give me a second. So you said March what? Or April what?
April the 10th.
April the 10th. Okay, so we are waxing, but we are not quite at plus ones. We are at a plus zero for time of moon, and a plus one for... Well, what time is it? Good day?
Probably like early afternoon.
Plus one. Okay. So diff 7 to start. Is it?
No, it's probably actually later in the afternoon, because y'all didn't wake up until late 30 because you were up until like 3 a.m.
I'm sorry. No. It is probably... time of day is fine. It doesn't matter until sunset anyways. Sting said something about diff 7 because of a higher difficulty, but I don't think it would be, because it would just be...
I'm having to do it at R-Type 4 because I'm having to do it as... I would assume.
Oh, I thought you were saying for me. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm assuming that if I'm doing it a diff 7, if you're altering it, that would also be at least a diff 7.
Is it? I mean, I think it would just be core 2 to, like, basically alter a portal that exists already? Or is it...
Mm.
I mean, it's like...
It would at least be 6, because you're having to work still in the Life 3 sphere.
Yeah. Spirit 3.
And Spirit 3.
Yeah. So 6, not 7, though. Or would it be 7?
I think he might be right. It's kind of wiggly to allow this at all. I think it is going to be 7.
Cool. So diff 8.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to use...
Am I misremembering? Haven't we just shoved people of other types through actual portals before?
We can only do it if we have the corresponding spirits. Life is fine. Life matter for vamps. Life spirit for changelings.
I mean, didn't we just... Were they all humans, I guess? Like, didn't we just abscond a bunch of people? Or consider that heavily?
The closest I can think of offhand that we did to that was the tribe, and those were all human. Okay. And every time Luca's moved back and forth, he's done that via bear shit.
Yeah. It's healing and teleporting. You need their corresponding dots.
Hear me out here. If this doesn't work, there's also just the option of heavy considerations for, hey man, we're gonna ask you to suppress your spirit half into yourself a little bit, and then do that to the nth level and send him. You know, you just need 10 seconds of suppression, right?
Not sure that would work.
Sure that would work, and I'm pretty sure it might start a fight.
That's a little too integral for him. It'll be fine. We're gonna get it done.
Down to diff 6.
Okay.
And that is 3 successes.
Okay. That'll do ya. He's kind of just standing there staring at the portal. Hmm. That worked, right? I'm not gonna step into that and just like explode.
You're fine, man.
Wouldn't that be a funny prank?
It would.
Astoria gives him, like, you know, like the gritting teeth emoji.
I'd give you that one. It would be funny.
No, it should be fine. I can test it if you'd like.
No, you're good. I'm gonna trust the weird witch people that I just met.
Would you trust the other person in the tribe?
Technically, I'm a wizard.
You know, you got me there, Gandalf. And he just stepped right through the portal without another word.
Damn, he went too quick. I wanted to congratulate Astoria on getting her
pregnant
first. No, I wanted to congratulate Astoria on completing her first week with us. Right as he walked out.
That would have been good.
You made so much progress in this last week of story.
My God, you finally stopped drawing runes and saying they did something when nothing happened.
Is that when they're backwards?
That would be funny to put a life, like, just an effect on portals that makes people, like, cross-eyed for the next hour or some shit.
Right.
Kiernan only lost his finger last time.
Next time we send somebody that's, like, just mundane somewhere with a portal, I'm definitely gonna make a point of asking if that rune is backwards right before they go.
All right.
Anyway.
Thank you all for helping me resolve yet another spiritual problem that I poked at and started. What I have learned is Coyote answers when I call, and that's pretty cool.
And we learned maybe we don't call him?
Go ahead. I'm not supposed to be feeling about that. I don't like it.
Well, if you end up naked in the woods, I guess you know who did it?
Yeah.
It's a weird way to bond with your deity, but who am I to judge?
You guys pray, you guys commune. Yeah, I'm going to be a little more direct about it.
I get naked on purpose in the woods. They don't usually take my clothes away.
Jesse looks like
that's
mad
true.
Confused at the whole getting naked for your god thing.
I just like to be naked in the woods.
There are different rituals here.
Yeah. I don't know if Coyote has any of those, but so far I'm 2 for 2 beyond being teleported somewhere butt ass naked. And I'm starting to think it's a thing.
It is a pattern at this point.
Yeah.
No, 3 times is a pattern.
Well, if it happens a third time, I'm going to tell him, sorry, but I am happily taken.
What is it? 5 is a statistic?
Probably.
I'm going to go get out of the woods.
Before all of this happened... I had also been kind of one of the highlights there. Do we like want to go see the world tree at some point?
Yes.
Okay, because like that was part of what I was ended up asking. Laughs at Elk was if it would be possible to get there from here with this Brandish's branch.
Yeah, it was the only thing you had on you when we walked up. We know you have the branch.
Yeah. He just, like, waves it around a little. And long story short, he seemed to believe that the answer was yes, that we could get there from... Not, like, directly from here, but, like, we could reach the world tree with this. And that feels like it would be neat, and also like it would be something that maybe could be utilized. Because, like, I don't know, Astoria, you're smarter with this stuff than me. You actually, like, had training on it and not folders with briefings on it. World Tree is powerful, yes.
Typically. I'm not sure what the end of the world did to it.
True. True, but it's nature-y. Most of that's been doing better. I think it's reasonable to assume that the World Tree is not, at the very least, not crippled by this.
Likely empowered.
Likely empowered. Worst case, still probably not crippled. That's like big magic, right?
Yes.
Do you think there's a way we could beseech the World Tree or otherwise gain its aid? And, like, assist in resolving the Risen Kingdom stuff?